because the Spirit helps us think. As my daddy would say, your mouth is running before your mind is in gear. And so the sword of the Spirit is going to help us to overcome that fault, if you have a fault with it. I speak to myself. When I preach these messages, I continue to remind the brethren, I am talking to myself. 1 John chapter 3. I am trying to teach myself a better way. But Yahweh has granted to me that I'm able to share it with you also. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18, as we continue to think about sharpening the sword of the Spirit. My little children, let us not love in word. Everybody knows somebody says, oh, I love. I know Philadelphia, I love. But that's what it is right there. It's in word. Neither with the tongue. You see, we just talked about the tongue and if we're able to bridle the tongue. But indeed, and in works, in other words. You got to work for it. You got to sharpen that sword. If you lay that sword over there, it's not going to sharpen itself. The sword of the Spirit, you have to sharpen it. You have to put forth the effort. I have to do. But indeed, in truth, by this we shall know that we are of the truth and shall assure our heart before Him. Because if our heart condemn us not, Elohim is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, we have boldness towards Elohim. Do we have boldness towards Elohim? Are we able to stand up and say, Yahweh, just lead me where you want me to go and I'll give an answer. I'll do what I got to do. Or are we like, well, I got to go over here and I just don't know if I'm ready for that or not. I need to go talk to these people. I don't know if I'm ready or not. Do we have boldness? That's what he's talking about. Are you ready? The sword of the Spirit makes you ready. Makes you want to share that word with other people. And whatever we ask, we receive of Him because we keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight. That's how we accomplish it. And this is His commandment, that we should believe in the name of His Son, Yahshua the Messiah, and what? Love one another, even as He gave us commandment. We continue to see it all through the Bible. Love one another. But it seems like more and more in this world, as this world burdens us down, makes us harder and harder. Harder and harder. I know it does, brethren and sisters. If we let it, it'll make us as tough as shoe leather, as they used to say. But we can't let it happen. The sword of the Spirit won't let it happen. The sword of the Spirit will keep us soft and pliable, and therefore our hearts won't condemn us. We'll be able to have with boldness. We'll be able to come before Yahweh and say, I did the best I could. I sharpened that sword. 2 Timothy chapter 4. It's a long, drawn-out process. It's tough. And I know, I can remember as I would see my granddaddy sharpen that knife, he didn't sit down, and that's what I do. I go out there, and if I find something I can't cut, well, I'll grab me, there may be a concrete edge right there. I'll whack that knife on it 3 or 4 times, and then try to cut it. It will cut a little bit better. But it's not that fine edge. It's a long, drawn-out process it takes. And even as they would sharpen the pocket knives of old, I can remember he would say, I don't really have a good edge on it. It took time. And then finally, he would get that knife to a point where all he had to do was hit it on the rock a few times, and it was sharp. And how much time do we spend studying these scriptures so that, you know what, if we think about it, right quick it comes back to us, the sword of the Spirit is sharp once again. We've only took us a couple of seconds to come up with an answer. How sharp is that sword?